It is 10 a.m. and we are recording.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10 a.m. on April 2nd, 2026, and this is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. Diane and Amelia and Linda Butler, myself, and Brandon are here. And we can start the meeting. Do we have any comments from the non-existent public? I guess not. Okay, Amelia, update on website and social media.
We had a very average month. We had spikes at the beginning of the month, and then another spike at the end of the month. I would imagine at the end of the month, this month, looking for information, the bills were a little late. We just got them out yesterday, so that's what I'm guessing. As far as, I got to get it up. I can't read her. I can't see it over there.
You want me to make it over there?
Here, I'll get it.
Can you do that?
As far as, I can't read anything, are you kidding?
We had a lot of hits from Singapore.
I know our friends in Singapore. There it is. But at least United States was number one. That's very good.
Singapore and China.
But probably just, you know, the giant servers on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine why they'd be interested in what we're doing.
Yeah.
The homepage, of course, had the number one most hits out of anything, board of directors, and then paying your bills. So that's interesting. Boardman, of course, Singapore was number two, Rancho Murrieta number three. And the final page is our Facebook page. We did have some more spikes there. Last month, average number 6,000 views, though. That's up 188% in our total views on Facebook. So somebody was going back on over and over again, probably.
There's that, but did the 218 come out at that point?
Yeah, 218 came out just in the last couple days.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Monday, Tuesday, I posted that.
Okay.
And then I've been working with Beth because...
So that wouldn't account for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Same amount of... So basically nothing ever changes when you're driving in place.
We'll see spikes in...
over the next couple days.
Yeah, because of the 218 notice.
So, is that on here? Would you like to hear about the Prop 218 notice and where I've posted that? And
that'd be great.
Okay, so it's on our website. I posted, of course, I had that nice article in the pipeline, which should be hitting mailboxes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining the rates, how the rates haven't gone up for several years.
Wait a minute, you said website and what?
So it was in the pipeline.
The pipeline, right.
I used the same article and I put it on our website.
Okay.
And then I also posted the notice of public hearing that will be May 20th, 5 p.m. here in this building.
Is that a board meeting day?
That's a board meeting. That is at the board meeting. And so that's the day that if anybody chooses to protest, they have to have their protest letters to me before the close of the public hearing at that meeting. And I posted that whole, and I also have the budget there, the proposed budget, and the full Prop 218 notice on that same page. I posted just kind of a teaser on Facebook that said the date and time of the public hearing that the Prop 218 notices are out. And for more information, click back to the website. So that will drive traffic to the website.
Okay.
And then, of course, Beth put that on her page. I worked with her to kind of work out some of the bugs in the link and a few things.
Okay. Can I?
Yeah.
You and I actually have talked about it and something I was thinking about. I have a bunch of social media threads that Beth sent to me.
I have them.
You have them too?
Yeah.
Okay. So my thought is... that we isolate the the questions, the actual questions that they're talking about.
The biggest questions.
The biggest questions. And then look at, compare that to the article that we put out and see how much of those, how many of those questions were answered already.
Okay.
And then take what wasn't answered or what we think would be maybe confusing to people. I'm thinking of the question about pausing the budget. I know that was said in pausing the budget.
Yes.
Well, you can't pause the budget. It's just, that's the bottom line. It's not possible. So making sure that we try to give as much information and answer as many questions as we possibly can. So
remember when we had the, for the IWMP, we had public meetings and town halls and everything.
Yeah.
So here's what I have. Can I show? Can I can I steal this from you? I love it when technology works. Scoot up. Ah! Oh, I got it. Okay. So I'm going to show you our website. There you go. When you go down just a little bit, you see the Prop 218 notice here.
I can't read any of it, but I see it.
Okay. So over here on the left, you see Please Read Me. That takes you to a link to the Prop 218 notice. Below that is a link to the proposed budget. I could put another box right here underneath this that is frequently asked questions. And then just list out the questions that people are asking now. And keep a running list, go over it with Cecilia and Patrick, and just have frequently asked questions so that even if it is incorporated somewhere.
About inquiring minds want to know.
Sure. So
because it's more than frequently asked questions. Some of these questions are not asked frequently, but they do bring up a topic that, you know, like somebody else said at the last board meeting, why don't we, Nicole, I think it was. Why don't we do an assessment?
Exactly. Yeah. And so I could put in there the legal requirements for us to do an assessment and then, you know.
And why it doesn't work because you're still paying for the budget. You still have to pay for the budget.
Yeah.
They're for projects. And even if you take a a big pipe project and it's $500,000 and you put an assessment on that,
yeah.
you still have the budget.
We still have the budget that we have to because those are emergencies.
Right.
So I think that's a great idea. I can do that. It'll be a couple days before I can give it up.
No.
I want Patrick to look at it too.
Yeah, and just like I said, sometimes even though we put it up, you know, it doesn't get read, and so I've always liked that title. Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Right.
And some of it, I mean, people echo things. So somebody, other people have said, well, what about an assessment? Or, you know, why can't we put a pause on the budget?
Right. And why can't we spread it out over several years?
Because this is what we need this year, you know.
Yeah. Well, we have to do a rate study, but I can explain that. We would have to have a formal rate study. Can't do a rate study till we have the audits.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't build a house till you buy the land.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I want to dispel as much as possible as a reality check. We don't want to ignore the questions, but we do need to help people do
that. Because if people feel like the questions are ignored, then I think that they kind of go,
we don't trust you.
That's because you know the answer and because we won't like the answer. So, and then they,
and
then they get
you
to make their own you know.
Assumptions, right.
Yeah.
So, and I understand it's like blowing in the wind, kind of, because we're not ever going to get all of the people to pay attention to answers
anything.
To questions or anything else for that matter. But
I told you what my grandma used to say, my mind's made up, don't confuse me with facts. So
I like that. I like that. Yes, I've heard that before, and it's a wonderful thing. But we have to keep trying. That's all I'm going to say. There's this question out there about whether residents can trust the board. I'm not always sure what they mean by that, but generally my thought process goes to tell them everything. Tell them everything we know, and we do.
Oh,
whether or not they look at it, absorb it, understand it or agree with it or disagree with it, we don't always get to know that. We just have to keep doing it.
And exactly.
Refreshing people's minds at board meetings and committee meetings that this information is available. All you have to do is look at it.
Right.
Okay.
And we can tell by the size of the audience
today
that the message is getting out.
I know. And I don't even...
Loud and clear.
I don't even mind that people, you know, can't show up for most of this stuff, but... I do think if you really want to know, it doesn't take that long to go to our site and hear the video.
Yes.
Or the audio.
Yes,
the audio,
sometimes.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, at one point in time I said, have we published or put on any kind of anywhere how you get to those audios?
They're right with the board meeting. I mean, if you put
I understand that, but again, I have friends who have said, how can I listen to the audio? And I said, you go to the website and you click on this. Oh, really? You have to, you know. So they don't know.
Right.
They don't know how to do it.
Right.
So,
they have to make an effort.
So I'm thinking in the pipeline every month, put, want to hear the audio? Go to the website.
We've been doing that. No, okay. It clicks directly to the audio.
It clicks directly to the audio.
What does?
And there's a link in the pipeline that clips
every meeting's
audio. So all they have to do is click right there, and the audio
That's good.
Starts to play.
Yeah. I don't know. Go to the website.
Linda, we've been having the conversation about how do we... get people to be engaged
and read it. 7 1/3 years.
yeah, and
that we're doing it. Maybe when people ask the question, we should ask questions. We should say, you know, I want you to know. I'm willing to answer the question again, but I want you to know it's right here.
yeah.
Okay, we don't want to make them too mad.
I'll talk about this in the next one. No, I want to talk about what I'm putting in the pipeline next month.
Okay, so that's where we are, right? Discussion item pipeline?
Yep.
Okay.
So we are starting the election process for the board seats that are available. The resolution will be on the agenda. I'm just going to take it straight to the board meeting. It's, how does Patrick say it? Ministerial. So... I mean, we just have to do it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I have 3 seats up for 4 years and 1 seat up for 2 years. So Linda, Randy, and Tim are all 3 years. But because Bill came in the first 180 days of Steve's term, he that seat becomes available and will go on to the ballot for the remaining 2 years. Now, if Steve had vacated the seat in the last 180 days of the first year, then he would have sat for 3 years. But that's not how it works. So
bottom line is, Bill has to run.
4 seats, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
His is up for the remaining 2 years.
Right. And if nobody puts their hat in the
ring,
by what date? August.
It's like late July, early August. I think it's August. I'll tell you before the end of it.
That's when we have to put our names in if we're going to run again.
If you want to run.
Okay.
And you have to pop down to the county. I understand you have to go down there and
do
it in purpose.
Yeah,
that you, in person, I mean, that you can't. Yeah, in purpose. That you can't do that by over the internet.
And just for clarification's sake, I've been... 2 terms by the end of the year, and if I want to run again, I just go down and put my name in and
Run.
Okay.
Official declarations of candidacy. I have been looking at this just this morning. For eligible candidates desiring to file for any of the elected offices may be obtained, blah blah blah, on or after July 13th, so that's your first day, and must be filed no later than 5 p.m. August 7th.
Okay.
However, if a declaration of candidacy for an incumbent, you, is not filed by August 7th, any other person than the incumbent shall have until 5 p.m. on August 12th.
Hmm. I don't get
if
that.
A declaration of candidacy for an incumbent, you, mm-hmm. so everybody has to have it in by August 7th.
Right.
If you don't file, and Tim and Randy and Bill, if none of you file by August 7th, any person other than an incumbent will have until August 12th.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
So right?
If we don't say no till the last minute, then they have 5 more days to... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And, of course, that's on their website.
Yeah.
I can see every day who's filed
yeah.
for those seats.
And you, in the past, you've kept us abreast of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always let you know.
And particularly the last time, there was nobody who ran against Tim, myself, or...
That's true.
Or Randy. And
that's true.
So
and y'all wait until the last day to go down there.
Well, they're kind of looking to see who's going to do what. But we had what they call a walkover.
Walkover.
Yeah, or yeah. a walkover, yeah.
So okay. that means there's a couple of things. First of all, because nobody knew's running, we don't have to vote. It doesn't go on the ballot. And it saves us, like, I don't know, $9,000 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I in the past, I have not considered doing this again. However, there's a lot of things that are started. And if it's necessary, I will run again.
I understand. And I appreciate that. I mean,
I don't know
and
if
I
it's
guess
appropriate
we'll know,
for me to say that.
I guess we'll know August 7th, huh? Mm-hmm. Right? So,
anyway,
this relates to the pipeline, not just
no,
Duncan.
I know it does, yeah.
Yes, so I will, this will be, I'll have my, I have a little blurb that I
right.
put about when and where, all that information I just read. So I'll start that in April.
Yeah.
No, I mean in May, the one that comes out the first week in May, and it'll run all the way through till July.
May.
Or actually, I could probably get it in...
August. April?
Well, the one that comes out the first week in April, because April's done. First week in May, June, July, and then I can get it out in August, too, just for, you know, any latecomers to the party, because they have until August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be there. It'll go on the website, front page, really
every
hope.
Month.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
And on Facebook.
Perfect.
Let's get some community involvement.
Right.
And that's, you
Absolutely.
Know, that's where it starts.
Yes. That's good. That's great.
Because y'all have volunteered above and beyond. I mean, right?
It certainly, if we want to digress for a minute, but when I was elected,
was it the happiest day of your life, Linda?
Well, it took them till December 6th after the election to determine that I had more votes than Marty Pohl. But anyway,
oh, interesting! I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like any election in California; they have till December 6th to count everything.
Yeah, no, you're right, and it seems like because I always need to have it on my. In my packet, I was putting in the December packet so that I can bring everybody in and swear I'm in December, and I'm always a little nervous that they're going to have it to me in time, but they always do. So,
I recall that the first few years were, should we buy a truck? That pipe broke. We have to fix it. This is how much it's going to cost.
So easy.
And
it was so
and
easy.
At one, well, it was easier, and it did give those of us who hadn't done this before a chance to sort of work into it.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, all of that changed, and mm-hmm. you know, and now it is a job. So a volunteer job.
Yes.
Anyway, it's kept me on my toes. Let's put it that way.
Yes, me too.
So, what about, I don't see it on here, gate procedures. Do you want to do that next, or do you want to do good news?
Yeah, let's do good news.
Okay. Tell me something.
Yeah, the good news. The good news is, Travis is back from vacation. Okay, hang on. The good news is, come on, Brandon, what's your good news?
Brandon, maybe.
Did we put the reservoirs are full last month?
What was that?
Yes.
Reservoirs are full.
We did.
But by then we'll have the stop logs are in the reservoirs.
The what?
The stop logs.
Makes the reservoir bigger.
Yeah. I'll
show you. We can only do it for a certain amount of time.
April 15th is when we start.
I think it ends in May, right?
31st. Yeah.
And when we have to stop pumping.
Well,
and that's good news, why?
Because we can get 2 more feet of volume in each of the reservoirs.
I'm just drawing a blank. I know there are things, but
have we got the safety center? We should be getting that out in the next month.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Okay, that's a good idea.
The useless safety center is going away.
Yeah.
Or maybe unused and falling apart.
I have a vendor coming
the death trap
today that will demo everything, inside, outside, all of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's very good.
Resolution on the unused and unable to be used.
Yeah.
safety center, and just
it's
say it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It will be taken away.
Oh, and we're getting which I don't think the pipeline cares. We've ordered new beautiful crisp pictures.
Oh.
4x4 pictures.
Okay.
That's a good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for us. I use them all the time. I'm up there looking at it.
Yeah.
So I got 4.
Great.
And they're taking them now in the spring, so it'll be all clean, green, everything will look like.
That's great.
You know, the Easter bunnies out there.
Yeah, and he's doing a high resolution.
They're beautiful.
We should get
maybe I should put
today.
It. I don't think I put this on the agenda, but have we? I can do it under director and staff suggestions. The postponement of doing anything in landscaping.
No. We haven't talked about it.
Okay.
But we could,
I'll talk about it in directors and staff comments, okay?
Yeah, because what we have is what we have right now. Mm-hmm. That was our sacrifice.
Okay. I don't know what else to say about the good news.
That's good, but that's
the district is still functioning.
Right?
I think I got it.
You got a good news?
Good news? Yeah, so that Bring Me Home Safe program that we were starting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I got a first customer today.
That's did you?
Oh. Yeah.
But I haven't posted that on the website yet and put that in the news.
They somehow knew about it, and they went down to RMA, and Chris was asking for the form to sign up, so I emailed it over to him.
Did we put that in the pipeline already?
We put it in the pipeline. Did we put
I think
it
we
in
should
the
put
website?
It in the pipeline every...
Okay.
Every month.
I thought we had an article about it. It all blends together. There's so much happening.
I know.
Unless something is a big brouhaha.
We did have an article.
So then put down in your notes to update the website so that those forms are on the website.
Mm-hmm. Under security.
Well, I'm so glad.
Thank you, Brandon. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is good news.
And then in next month's pipeline, because it'll be the first week in May, I will have my big full-page spread on the rivers are running high and they're cold and
be careful.
They're dangerous. Stay out.
Right.
Or at least wear a life vest.
Okay. So we do have a couple things for the good news.
Yeah. Yeah. All the good news is nobody drowned in the river last year. Let's keep that going again.
Okay. RMA gate procedures.
Brandon.
Yeah. What would you like to know about them?
Well, we have the
non-arc rules from RMA.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. And and it goes through the basic procedures when you're a visitor to the community and you want access.
Okay.
Yeah, the non-ARC rules don't cover the gate policy.
Oh, they don't?
No, the gate policy is separate, and it's actually in it's in our pretty much our manual, our gate officer and patrol officer manual on what the and it was. It's the proposed gate policy, and it was adopted May 17th of 2005. So it's
so
been effective since June 1st, 2005.
Yeah, we should print that. Print the policy up. And I'll think of all the
you
places.
You have it in front of you.
Yeah, I know. So we want to take the policy, and we want to get the actual policy out to the community, so we're going to put it in the pipeline, right?
So I'm thinking that because it's so many, it's so long, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages, that we'll just have, you know, remember the rules and best practices for entering and exiting the gates.
And do the basics?
And then just do, like, boom, a barcode decal will let you go through the residence gates. If you don't have one, please have called in your guests.
It all does also needs to be updated because we don't have barcodes anymore that have separate colors, like the villas being red, the village being green, and the club members orange. RMA has since got different colors, and they're the ones that apply those.
I want the gate officers and the public, the public, when they come, there's a process.
Right.
And that's what I want to publish.
Yeah. Okay. I would publish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
This is just my opinion. I would publish Section G, Residence Guest Access.
Okay.
And that's the, that gives everything that there is to know about how you could get a guest through the visitor lane and everything like that.
That's what I want. And so the guys have that. Laminated in their in the gatehouse, and the public
knows what's going to happen.
Will know what's going to happen. This is the process. This is what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Thank you. That's what I want to do. And I want to, when we put it in the pipeline, I think about this all the time. We need to reiterate, or maybe even make a statement that says, we're putting, please read or look at whatever we want to say, the process for entering the community if you are not a resident or if you don't have a barcode.
Right.
And understand that this is a CCNR, right?
It's a policy.
Policy. That this is a policy.
It's the gate policy.
Even though this is a gated community, residents must follow the rules and policies.
And their guests.
Yeah. Well, and their guests, yeah.
I mean, speeding is
residents
still a big
deal. Residents and their guests, right.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, the biggest thing, excuse me, the biggest thing that keeps, you know, that makes, creates, you know, time at the gate for the officers, it's guests not being called in, vendors not being called in, all persons that are non-residents of Rancho Marietta should be called in. Point
perfect blank, statement. Perfect statement. Let's put that
in. And then
in.
You have to wait and say, okay, reading, hi, I have John Smith here. Oh, I forgot to call him in. Sure, bring him in on down.
And
I've
said
the answer.
I've said it before. I feel like people purposely don't put them on the guest list because they want that call to know that their guest is coming in.
Yeah.
It makes them, mm-hmm. I feel like it makes them feel important or something.
Well, then they can finish tidying up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we might also want to consider who you should put on your permanent guest list. If you have a gardener that comes every week.
Yeah, you should be on your permanent guest list.
Put them on your permanent guest list. If you have a caregiver for an elderly person.
Yeah.
Me.
And, And there's so many situations that pop up at that gate, because I frequently go and I give my gate officers breaks. So I see,
yeah, sure.
You know, and I've worked here before, and I've seen it firsthand. There's language barriers that come up with people. There's people that don't know how to spell the resident's last name. And, well, I know where I'm going. It's on Celebrar. Well, okay, well, I don't know where at on Celebrar this person is, and I don't know how to spell his last name. The most easiest way to get in through the gate is if you already know that person's address. Right. I've always found that so much easier.
Okay.
15161 something, you know.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing, okay? We're going to do the down and dirty. Here's the process that you have to do. Yeah. But I think we need to include a couple of these statements, mm-hmm, for clarification. You know, if you don't put, you can put these people on your permanent guest list and give a couple of examples.
Exactly.
And if you don't call in and the person is not on your permanent guest list, mm-hmm, we will refuse entry.
Yep. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, if we can't get a hold of a resident, that's the thing that we do. We tell them to turn around and go get, okay, a hold of them and have them call the guard shack.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, there's already people calling because I don't feel that enough people utilize the gate access app.
Right.
So our phones stay busy, and then we miss those phone calls. There's just so much.
Right.
The thing that I want to hit on when we get into the security committee is about the technology that we need to use to upgrade this,
right,
thing.
Right.
That's the only way that things are ever going to get better here is through upgrading of technology.
Can they leave a message at the gate and say, I'm having somebody come in?
That's, yeah, fine, and we'll review, okay, we'll review the message when we have time to review the message.
So hopefully it's not while they're in line.
Yeah, because, right? I mean, at that point, if they're leaving a message, they have a pile of 20 cars almost or something. And then, you know, having the same...
So it's if it's at the last minute, it's not helpful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I usually... even for my people who are on my permanent guest list, my kids and stuff, I always call and say they're coming,
mm-hmm,
but hours ahead of time.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like kind of, you know, running your washer at peak times to save,
right,
energy. You should, right, probably call after 7.
You know? After 7, let's put that,
yeah,
in the pipeline.
When everything starts, you know, be ahead of it. You know, if you know you got somebody coming this month or this week,
yeah,
or tomorrow, be ahead of it and call, right, them on time.
So, Brandon,
not at the last minute,
maybe you could help us write the article.
Brandon's going to be writing, yeah. you get editorial comment in the article.
Okay.
So, we are going to go ahead with that, because I,
yeah,
think certainly as the weather gets nicer, people have more guests, they have more parties, they, you know, have a lot of, we have just more stuff going,
exactly,
on.
Exactly. And we got our busy months coming up. July's just right around the corner.
That's right.
We know how 4th of July is.
And Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day. And then after that, you know, all the holidays are going to come right after that.
But you said, you have that app. What if, can we set up like a station for a day or two to say, bring your phone, we'll help you install the app and show you how to use it.
I would love to do that.
It becomes a team, like,
pull
us over.
That's a great idea.
I would love to do that, but that takes manpower.
Manpower.
But that's what I'm saying.
And costs.
Use us, too.
What, like office staff? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have to be sure how to pretty much do that.
Yeah, I don't know. We can.
Or have some type of a community workshop day on, mm-hmm, how to, you know, use the system and stuff like that. Data access.
We've talked about having a CSD, RMCSD day. If we can work on putting one of those together, we could incorporate that into the CSD.
Somebody was going to do something.
Right.
They asked if we wanted to have a booth, and I was like, no.
4th of July, we used to, I think it was something like that, because I have a picture of me and the old chief and Tompkins and I think Diaz. We were at a CSD booth. I forgot what day it was. I think it was during Summerfest or something like that.
So at the next booth, we'll set that up so people can get gate access. I mean, because it's pretty easy to use.
And we got to make sure we have internet out there. That's the biggest thing.
Oh, gosh, she's so picky.
I'm just saying, that's the only way that things work out here is with internet.
I mean, if we
can try and
get everybody using the app more than the phones, that would...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll significantly...
Yeah. Their frustration.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah.
I'm so not... Well, anyways, it doesn't matter.
Anyway,
yes,
there's an, you know, you talk about a language barrier. There's a technology barrier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's so many just different things that come up that just cost us time and effort and patience sometimes. But it's just something that we got to work through, and they got to hopefully work with us at the same time and make it as easy as possible on everybody else.
So just to get this kind of put together, we're going to address gate procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're pulling something, we're not going to print the whole thing, so we're going to pull something out of it. We should cite where that came from.
Bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we'll have a link back to you.
Right.
Can I put a link to that document? To the RMA rules? I know they're fussy about their information getting out.
For what, the non-ARC rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, the non-ARC rules are public.
But it's not in the non-ARC rules.
No, this is in policy. I pulled this out of our officer training manuals.
Okay.
So that's why.
Have to see if they've updated that since 2005.
I'll ask Chris. He's going to be here for the security.
He's going to be here. Yeah.
I doubt that they probably ever have updated this, because I don't know if this is would actually be on us, because really this is a lot of the functions that we do, but on the title of it, it's Ransom Merit Association Gate Policy. So
okay. It's proposed gate policy.
And it was approved by the board of directors, though.
In what year?
2005. And implicated June 1st of 2005.
So we'll get this updated, we'll write an article, and we'll have it in the May pipeline.
Okay.
We should be able to write an article.
Okay, that's
in a
great.
Month.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brandon.
Honestly, yeah. I totally appreciate the collaboration between you guys so that we can get this taken care of.
No problem.
And we'll work with Chris, too, to make sure that...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that we're giving correct information.
The... what we want to accomplish with putting this stuff together, with all of these things together, is to continue, like we just said, to keep the community informed and to help them make their lives easier.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and that's
exactly.
One of my little things from the Living in Harmony was, you know, help us help you, you know.
Yeah.
That's that. That's just my comment on that. And I thank you. I appreciate that we're going to make all those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the gate procedures, right?
Yeah.
Living in Harmony, community letter. I haven't touched it. It's still a lot of things are dependent on giving them the right information.
And deciding
putting out
the
right information. And I was planning on just starting to fill in the blanks and kind of see where we want to go with it, but I honestly have not had a minute to do that. So
it'll happen.
That's not on the list right now. And then under director staff and comments, directors and staff comments, I have a couple things to go over, but anybody else have anything they want to bring up?
I just wanted to make a suggestion, because I mean, after reading through our policies and stuff like that, that there's a thing where I don't know how much money a year could be spent on it, but it's I forgot what the exact amount was, but employee awards. I feel like we should do like quarterly awards or quarterly recognitions for staff members to kind of build morale and kind of keep that going, whether it be like $20, you know, gift card for Starbucks or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And their picture on the wall for, you know, for
picture
one
in the pipeline for the month or something like that.
And say, this is our employee of the quarter.
Idea.
And I know that was like, I hate saying it. When I was working at the prison, I just hate saying that.
Your picture was online?
Yeah. It wasn't online. When you walked in through our main control center, one of my pictures was right there, but we would have quarterly and yearly awards for that. And it kind of felt good
idea.
That, you know, all the staff seen it and people recognized it, like, hey, that guy's the employee of the month. And then they kind of like...
Exactly.
You know, they kind of put like a little article together on what exactly that employee had did good and why he's being recognized for that. So
I really like that.
Okay.
And it's also goes along with the fact that we don't get to see our security guards, you know, hopefully. but yeah. They're out there, you know, and the same thing goes for water operations.
Yeah, and I would suggest that we do it for each department, so the supervisors be the ones nominating, or other staff members nominating who they want for that employee of the month, and then the supervisor would, you know, put it together and say, yep, this is our nomination, this is who we got.
When we worked at the mortgage company, we had a big overall in the ocean something theme. So everybody, you could go over to HR, you could get these little cutout fish, which were just, you know, construction paper, and then you would have to write on it, Brandon, I really appreciate that you helped me with whatever, you know, it made my day. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was, it could be something that you did to help with the work, or it could be like, I was just feeling blue, and you said everything's going to be okay, right? And so then when you got three of them, you could go to HR and get a $5 gift card.
Huh, interesting.
Now, we all sat in an office all day and had nothing to do, but, I mean, we had lots and lots to do, but we had that, like, constant interaction, mm-hmm. and always had a pen and a little... But it really grew, and so we would have our fish all over our offices, and just a nice little thing. And then I think, well, it was also 318 ladies in there. But there's
well,
lots of ideas.
I think we can do a variation on a theme, and also it should if we can do this. Maybe put something up in the front office, mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, yeah, on
the
wall. Helped you.
Right. Yeah. And then also in the
pipeline,
and also in the facility where the operations folks work.
Yeah.
And then, I don't, put it on your door.
and as far as awards go, I don't like putting all the power in the hands of one person, like a supervisor. If I had to award the employee of the month, every single person here would get the employee of the month.
We did it with votes at our monthly meetings, so it'd be people from like each. We would
each department.
Our shifts would nominate two people to go to these monthly meetings, and then when they go to those monthly meetings. Each, because we had four shifts, so you'd have like a room of like almost 10 to 15 people.
Yeah.
And then they'd say, all right, this employee from our shift was nominated for this award. And then they would all take a vote, like, you know, all the nominations that they had together, they would vote on who got that specific award.
So let's think of something that is going to
organize,
recognize. I think it's important to recognize the hard work and the efforts of everybody. Because everybody
can do
contributes.
Two things. We could have two things. We could have, like, Employee of the Month in each division, department. And then we could, which we kind of do already in certain circumstances, when it's all hands on deck because we have a broken pipe somewhere. So then we recognize the efforts of the and we actually do talk about it. But I think making it a bigger part of recognizing the staff.
Yeah. So that's where that's the budget. I believe that employee appreciation lunch, the holiday party mm-hmm. comes from.
Right.
So let's try and do a lunch quarterly, and then I feel bad for the security department because they don't come because they're working an off shift. So then just have like a little goodie bag. Maybe it's got a gift card in it. Maybe it's got a, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about quarterly to celebrate birthdays, the time. You know, if you've been here a year, 2 year, 3 year, 5, you know.
Yeah.
All that, I mean, all of that is great. But for us, starting right now, let's keep it to recognition of special work.
Okay.
And do it by department and have somebody nominate from the department. Is that about what you were saying?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that we could definitely talk about and keep working on and get something together and, you know, perfect it.
Yeah. Okay.
My concern with the employee of the month is that everybody else says,
Why wasn't it?
Why does he always get employee of the month?
I worked just as hard. I was here on time every single day. I was doing my very best. I worked just as hard as he did. And so I think it leaves a bad taste in the other employees' mouths.
Yeah.
Well, I went right, and I'm so against, like, everybody gets a participation trophy.
Oh, yeah, right.
But then on the other side, you know.
I think that's why we always had staff members nominate their own people.
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it's okay if everybody's doing their job. You know, it's awesome. That's great. But the idea behind it is to recognize maybe some special thing that somebody did.
Yeah.
That would be, you know. And even if it's like, you know, in the security department, even if it's that reassurance that they gave, you know, a patrol officer, a reassurance that, like you said, everything's going to be okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think we can work it out, though, and I think I think it's important to recognize the people we don't see.
Yeah.
And talking about bringing up whatever rewards or whatever we end up doing at the board meeting.
And the way it used to be was they would have twice a year. Once at the holiday party, once at the employee appreciation and lunch in summertime, they would go and buy raffle prizes. Were you here for that? They would buy, and then everybody would get a ticket, and then you'd put it in for the raffle prize. So then maybe you'd win the raffle, maybe you wouldn't. But that way, everybody's recognized equally because everybody gets one ticket, and, right? And then you put it in the bucket of the prize you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll work something out. I think it's a great idea. Okay, I have two things that I want to comment on. The first thing is that we were going to try and do some minimal landscaping project on the front lawn of this building. However,
right.
Budget being what it is, that project was pulled. And I think we should make a note of that in the pipeline or wherever.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. The other thing is the strategic planning meeting.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
That's gone back and forth, and comments have been made about it at the board meetings. I've talked about it on and off for a long time, so has Amelia. I do want to do it, and I do think that we need to do it after the budget is done.
Okay.
So I'd like to suggest a July date, if possible, you know, like end of July kind of thing. And the idea behind this strategic planning committee meeting would be to address three different things. This is different than hiring a facilitator to run through the what you may or may not want to do.
Right.
So I'd like to structure this so that it is specifically directed to what we're experiencing and what we have to fix and what we have to make a plan for.
Okay.
In RMCSD. So I had three things that I thought of that need to be addressed in the strategic planning committee. Number one, I think mission, vision, and objectives.
The mission, vision, and goals.
Goals and objectives, they're basically the same. They call it objectives now in the old days. They call it goals, but it doesn't, you know, whatever. Objectives / goals. So that's the what would we call this? I'll think of the word, but that compartment, that number one.
Okay.
And in the process of coming up with mission, vision, and objectives, we need to revisit what the responsibilities and duties of the board are and what the responsibilities and the duties of the general manager are. So I have put that together. It's already on the, it's been in the personnel committee meetings on and off. But okay. Really focusing on what the board is responsible for, and one of those things is mission, vision, and objectives, goals. And that has to be, I think that has to be revisited, because people lose sight of what that's all about. And in some cases, you know, we've handed everything over to the general manager and said, you take care of all of it. We haven't had a strategic planning committee meeting of any sort since 2021, and
yeah,
even that was a
question mark. Yeah, you used to set your goals every year.
Yeah. And that might be one of the topics to discuss, that this is going to be a big meeting, and we need to revisit this every year to check on your plans and goals. Mm-hmm. And then a review of the Brown Act. That would be another thing that I think would be a part of all of this. But the most significant part of this is, from my perspective, is we need to plan our infrastructure situation. We need a plan for our infrastructure situation. We need to prioritize. We need to have a complete review of what we're doing, what we aren't doing, how can we do it, how can we get money, all of those kinds of things in order to achieve our goals. We have to have a plan. And so that would be, from my perspective, the biggest section of the strategic planning meeting.
Okay.
Now, we are going to need help with that. With that particular part, but I think with the other parts too, we can have Patrick do the
Brown Act.
We can have somebody from here maybe even do the goals and responsibilities, etc. I'll think about that part. We can think about that part.
Okay.
But the particularly the last section. We are going to need help. We are going to need help in identifying the projects. We are going to need help in how we get to them. We are going to need somebody to come and work with us at this meeting to help us direct our energies in the right area.
Right, and to prioritize.
Prioritize things. So I don't know who that person is. when you go to a company that does these things, like we did last time,
like LRI maybe,
there's a lot that they want to do that we don't need to do, and so rather than hiring a company like that for $10,000, I'd rather find a person who's capable of directing us in that particular area that we need help with.
Okay.
I'm not sure who that is. Patrick,
it's back to Lumos.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Because they have done the report, and we now understand why nothing's happened with that report.
Right.
What we need to do to get back on track. So I think you're right. I think somebody from Lumos who's an expert at this.
Yes. And they are. And they're an expert at looking at the infrastructure, its current condition. And then they'll tell us.
We can work right from that report.
Yeah, we can work.
What
from
a surprise!
And they'll tell us what you know, what the most important things to take care of next.
Right.
Of course, with Travis and Corey's input,
yeah,
because they're going to have a lot.
Oh
to say
yeah,
they're
going to
that.
Have yeah a big part of that. Okay, let's see. In our spare time, let's see what we can do about that. But I think. At least bringing it to the board and saying, this is what we want to do, this is how we envision it, and these are the dates that we want to direct this toward, and then start working on how to put it together.
So do you want that to go to the April meeting, or is it too soon?
It would come under, what would it come under? communications.
Well, I mean, I could put
internal communications, basically. So we could put it in a report.
Okay.
On the Communications and Technology Committee. How's that?
Okay, so will you add that to your report?
Right, I will. But I'm going to need some help.
Okay.
Like I always do.
Let me write a paragraph about it.
Okay, good idea.
So wait, in May?
For April, for her communications report.
Oh.
Okay, you and I can work on that. Oh.
Okay.
April communications report. Okay, that's for the board meeting, right?
Right.
Okay, so we have a little time.
Yeah. A week. Because this time next week, we'll be putting the board package together.
Oh, my nerves.
And we'll be done with the board package.
Okay. All right, let's aim for this month.
Okay.
And we'll see how far we get. But we'll start working on putting it together. Okay?
Right. Okay. Well, just taking it in and getting feedback, the board's feedback.
Okay, those were my comments. Anybody else have anything they want to add to this? Okay. Oh, I will make one other comment. We have to remember that communications and technology is just not outreach to the community, but it's internal connecting and making things happen, too. So
right.
Putting the public, having the responsibility for putting the strategic planning meeting together is not outside of the scope of what the communications committee should be doing.
Of course, yeah. Okay. I agree 100%.
Okay. I just
yeah
want to reiterate that.
Are we adjourned?
We are adjourned.